Okay, so yesterday we saw how Rx is being used in the product code. Is there other places where you're using Rx?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we actually found it really useful to use Rx for our testing. So one of the difficulties with Sybilite testing is that, particularly as you know, when you're writing controls, is that the visual elements don't actually get rendered until an asynchronous layout pass. So what we were doing in the past is we were using sort of timing and other unreliable methods for writing our tests. And Rx sort of allowed us to write event-based tests, which are actually a lot more reliable.
Right. Let's look at some code now.
So let's say how you might test a Silverlight component, like, for example, Content Presenter. And Content Presenter just takes a piece of content and inserts it into the visual tree. And it might add some things around it. So let's try and do this. Let's put a button inside of our content presenter, and then let's replace that with a text box, and let's make sure going through each time that it's been properly inserted in the visual tree.
Sure.
So first let's create our button. And our text box. And so first, this actually uses the excellent Silverlight unit testing framework written by my colleague Jeff Wilcox. And what the unit testing framework does, it provides you a test panel for inserting controls. So you can just insert, for starters, our content presenter in the test panel. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to set the content presenter content property to button. And so now what we expect is that the button will be somewhere in the visual tree. However, we'll have to wait until layout updated is fired on content presenter. So as I've been doing in the past, I'm just going to assume that we already defined a extension method called getLayoutUpdated, which just converts the layoutUpdated event into an observable using the fromEvent combinator. And so I wait for the layout updated. And then I use another handy little method we have called test.assert, which actually analyzes a lambda and makes the appropriate call to one of the various assert is true, is false methods. So in this case, we want to just test that. And this getVD is getVisualDescendants. So this will actually going to go down breadth first through the visual tree and look find all the objects. And so now we've asserted that the visual tree, the button here that we've inserted into the content presenter, is somewhere in its visual descendants. And so that's the first test. And the next thing we can do is now, before we move on, We can do this in the same do, but this is actually kind of a nice, keeps things more readable perhaps because everything lines up. We'll do another do where we will set the content of CP now to our text block, or text box rather. And now what we have to do is we have to wait using then for yet another layout updated.
I saw you sneak something in there.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Cheating just a little bit. So we want to make sure that, you know, the next time layout updated happens, we don't start all the way back here up at the top. So we're going to listen for just one layout updated event before we move on. Otherwise, every time subsequent actions in the test cause a layout update to occur, we'll end up jumping back here. So that's
very
something
important
to be mindful of. Yeah. So get layout updated, and once again, and now we're free to do another assert because we can be sure that the layout pass has occurred, and we will basically do the same thing again. Assert. And so now we have successfully confirmed that you can take content out of a content presenter, you can replace it, and it'll properly be updated in the visual tree. There's one more thing to do, of course, and that is to run the test using the run combinator. And in this particular case, actually, there is one extra step. So in the Silverlight unit testing framework, the last thing we have to do is we have to call in qTestComplete. I messed up how to spell Q.
Yep.
And now we can go run, which I believe under the hood is just going to subscribe an observer to this and not be very interested in what gets returned. And that is an asynchronous unit test and Silverlight unit testing framework.
Awesome. And where can people get both the Silverlight toolkit and the test framework?
So the Silverlight toolkit and the excellent Silverlight testing framework can be gotten on CodePlex. That's silverlight.codeplex.com.
Nice. And that's both parts.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.